So, all right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning to Unicorn Finders. I was going to say guidance counselor, but that is not it. This is my podcast. This is our podcast. So I've been very fortunate to obviously be very with good friends with these guys. And this is what we do. So this is our podcast that we do together, Unicorn Finders, where we try to find the unicorn in technology with business and people and relationships. And so we're really, really excited. Andrew goes, I love Bend. Julio, good morning. So we're really excited, obviously, to kick off this year with our live show, first live show. So we're going to go ahead and dive in about content creation. And so I know all of us love content creation in some way, shape, or form. That's ultimately one of the reasons why Dan, Jake, and I started Unicorn Finders, was because we wanted a place to put out good content. And so I want to go and kick it off and say, boys, quality or quantity? And let's go ahead and unpack this. So Jake, we discussed this offline. You have a different than Dan and I. So you go first, and Dan and I will continue just to argue with you for the rest of this morning.
Oh, dude, you don't know where I stand on this issue.
Just like normal. I would like quantity and quality, but I'm not that creative. So I really have to settle for 3 posts a month of really, really premier quality. And if you follow me, you know that is accurate. Well, at least the frequency of the post. You can argue and debate about the quality of them. So yeah, this
go ahead.
If you're going to, I believe for me, content is just about being able to share wisdom and being able to help. Either it's going to be impacting someone's day positively or hopefully helping redirect them and share some wisdom. Ooh. So that's, I just don't have enough wisdom up here to do it every day or 4 times a day. Like some people like Gary Vee, who could just like throw out a whole bunch of stuff all the time. To be fair, his full job really is to do that. But having that, those two be like my beacons of my true north anyway. I just can't spit it out all the time. So I gotta go with quality.
But that's you producing content. When it comes to you consuming content.
I consume none.
Very good. That's great. Taylor.
I had 3 kids.
Yeah.
I consume no content.
Very good.
Outside of Disney Plus.
So Dan, I'm interested to kind of hear your thoughts, because again, for those of you who are watching, again, we have some new people watching, Stuart, Julio, obviously Andrew, Aaron. For those of you who do not know, Dan has been very successful in scaling up a Florida Gators podcast to one of the top in the nation when it comes to podcast listens within sports. So Dan has a different thought and has a different experience than all of us. And so Dan, I'm interested to your thoughts, especially because you've lived it, breathed it for the past few years with your podcast.
The answer is, for me, is I don't know what everybody else likes from a content perspective. So I would rather throw out more to try to attract more. Right now, obviously,
diversified.
Yeah, the goal, obviously, like you said, Jake, is a quantity amount of quality, you know, content. Right. But what is quality content for you? It might be very different than me, which might be very different from Taylor, which might be very different from, you know, Andrew or Aaron or Julio or anybody else that's listening, Stuart. So for me, I have to diversify my content, right? That doesn't mean that we put out crappy content, but for me, that means I need to do more, because I know that my base of people is broad and it's not so well defined where I can put out one specific type of content that everybody might like. So from there, I have to now put out additional content and additional pieces of content to try to drag people in. Because again, I don't know what the difference for what you view quality versus what I view quality is. Taylor?
What is some of the, if I could just ask a follow-up question to you on that.
Yeah, of course. What,
does that differ on different platforms, or are you speaking specifically more to Twitter or to LinkedIn? You have a different, not a different voice, but how you post is unique on both, I think.
And it's gotta be, right? So, yeah. You know, I think if you're talking about personal content, right? Like that's my life, my work, my podcast, my friends, family, etc. Right. Like from there, it's obviously a diverse income or a diverse content piece, because all of my different social media platforms kind of serve different purposes and different people. Like, people don't really follow me on Twitter for like much more than like Gator stuff, right? Like, there's not a lot of people that are following me for like my work in recruiting and consulting and staffing, right? Whereas LinkedIn's obviously very different. And then Facebook, you know, I don't really post on Facebook, but like Facebook's very different. But for me, if I were to just wrap content in as a whole, right? Like, not looking at different platforms, because we can talk about that until we're blue in the face, is I would rather put out an excess amount of content, as long as there's some piece of quality to it, to see what lands and what doesn't. Cause you never know what might land with somebody, right? Who knew the most viral video last year would be some guy on a skateboard drinking cranberry juice, right?
That's very true. That was my idea. He posted that a day before me. So he beat
Taylor, I mean, what are your thoughts, bud?
Yeah. I mean, again, and it's cool that we do this podcast together, because we have different thoughts, right? Jake, you're a master behind the scenes when it comes to business. I mean, what you do is unlike anybody else at Vaco. You know, Dan, what you do in the community, and also what you do from a social media perspective, is different than me, and it's very unique. And you have experience scaling a internet business, aka a podcast, right? And then I'm over here putting out too much content, maybe not enough. I don't know. That's obviously very arguable, but when it comes, I do all everything on the job search. And so we both can pull from different things, right? Jake, I've been proud of you, man. You've been posting more to LinkedIn. You're getting the comments. You're getting engaged. And it's good stuff, right? I think it depends on what your goal is, right?
Well, so if you want, hard, man. You know me, like, previously, all of my engagement was all these huge events I was throwing for years, right? We'd have 100, 200, 300 person happy hours twice a month throughout the Raleigh-Durham area. So all of these conversations would happen, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes throughout over a great drink at a great restaurant or a great bar. You know, it's had to change, right? It's just, sometimes to get those touch points, you know, you have to pivot, right? You have to do this, even if it's not preferred. Sometimes it's still just, it's just better to than having nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it depends what your goal is, right? I talk about putting out content when it comes to the job search, right? So like, you have to be top of mind, right? But if your goal is to put out content for, you know, Florida Gator stuff, right? Dan does it kind of in spurts, which is typically when the Gators play, right? And so it just depends who you're targeting and what your goal is. And I think it's very important. But I think for me, if you answer the question quantity over quality, I think it's quantity. But I think the biggest thing within that quantity is you have to be engaging. I think that's where we start to talk about copy, right? And how you write and how things look and feel. Because I think you can put out really poor when it comes to, like, if it's not recorded well, or you may not be able to hear the person correctly. But I think if you write good copy and you write good things that engage individuals to respond or interact, I think that's what takes it to the next level. So I think it's twofold when it comes to quantity. You have to have the quantity, but you have to post in a way that's engaging. So Dan, I saw you about to comment.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of it is about the curation of the content that you put out there. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to put out a bunch of really crappy content just for the sake of putting out content. But for me, I would rather have something that's slightly less produced more often, or a little bit more, you know, like you said, whether it's engaging or whatever it is, rather than something that's overproduced or overstylized or anything else, because like there's a chance that I might miss it, right? As a consumer of information, if you put something on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook, the amount of time that you might spend to put something out there could easily not show up on my feed. And that could have been very much created for me or the type of buyer or consumer that I am, which is why I say that I think it's important, you know, when you consider the quantity of things, you know, that also means quantity of not only just information, the type of stuff, but like, when are you doing it? What time of day are you posting it? What are the different mediums that you're doing it in? And for me, that's what I mean when it comes to quantity, is I want to see a variety of different types of things rather than just one beautifully executed commercial that like may have, you know, set you back 20 hours compared to 20 hours worth of other created content.
So let me ask you this, and we'll end with this question. We'll end with this question. Because, again, the whole point of this is to make it where people can watch it in their morning and then get on with their day. Y'all don't want to hang out with us all morning. We're not that exciting. So we're really not. Do you think that putting out content is necessary, consistent content is necessary with businesses right now, with it being a remote first world?
I'll jump in. Because I think you guys are both going to say yes. I feel like you set yourself up to knock one out of the ballpark there. So I'm going to say no. I don't think that it's important to do. Oh, I do think it's important that you do it. But the sake of content just for the sake of content, like, is not a good strategy either, right? Like, if you don't have something that's going to drive the message, drive engagement, drive conversation, like, that's not a good approach either. You know, there, it reminds me, there's a guy named Darren Rovell on Twitter, right? Like, he has like 2 million followers and he puts out a lot of content, but like, it has super poor engagement, like actual engagement on it, because like, I don't think he knows his audience very well, right? So like, you didn't have a lot of followers, but if you're not driving a conversation and sharing that message or like engaging back with your followers, then why did you put it out there, right? It's like the people that have like 5,000 tweets but follow 0 people on Twitter, it's like you're doing Twitter wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So like for me, it's like, if you're going to put out content, like put out good content, meaningful content, but like, think about it. Don't just put it out for the sake of putting it out, and definitely don't just do it because we're working from home or because we're home more.
Man, some people I feel like kind of rush into content. There was the gold rush really probably 3 years ago was, if you have a business whatsoever, you better have a Facebook or you better have an Instagram. It doesn't matter what it is. You could be a floral arranger. You could be a, you know, window washer. You know, and I remember thinking back then, I was like, who the hell would follow a window washer on Twitter? Like, what? Why? Like, why would I be like, oh, I'm going to get my windows washed. I'm going to go on Twitter and see what's up. Right. And so, like, you had this gold rush in theory to try to get it out there. But then turns out when you don't have anything good to say, it's just a waste of your time, as opposed to going to go some industries, just go meet someone or reach out cold or go meet it. You know, right. If you've got a content-driven company like a Gary Vee or like hopefully Unicorn Finders, huzzah! You know, then you need it, right? You need it. That's the way we're going to reach people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it comes back to your goal, mm-hmm. right? It comes back, like, again, my wife. She, I sounded very Borat. My wife,
not my wife, very nice.
My wife is a commercial photographer, and she honestly, we've talked about a ton of times how she hates Instagram. Right. Mm-hmm. She's like, from a photography perspective, it, you know, a lot of photographers don't even put actual photos on it. And so you get this distorted world of what photography is, because Instagram photography is different than actual true photography. And so we've had a fascinating conversation about that. And she's had her best year without really putting out content.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you don't necessarily need it. But I think, but with the Unicorn Finders, one thing we wanted to do, and we've all agreed on it, is to put out more content to share with people because of the relationships, because of the people we know and we want to meet and uncover, right? But that is a goal. That is a goal that we set for ourselves, and that's what we're going to try to go after. So again, I think it's whatever.
To Julia's point in there, I mean, you got to feed the algorithm some days too, you know, for when we have some, when we want to spot shine a spotlight on a company we believe in or people doing great things and stuff. If we were to be dark on all of our social media platforms for a week and then be like, oh, look at this person. Doesn't matter if we have 5,000-10,000 followers, it's still not going to make it up to the right feed to highlight when it actually needs to be highlighted.
Right. So
it's the battle that has to happen. Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's part of content, right? It's like knowing your platform, right? Facebook's algorithm and LinkedIn's algorithm and Twitter's algorithm and everybody else are all just a little bit different.
Absolutely.
So to me, that's why it's important to know what you're doing. But, you know, Amy, shout out to you. Thanks for pumping my tires a little bit. Yeah, content for the sake of content doesn't necessarily make the world any better. Right. Yeah. What are you doing to drive conversation? And that should be ultimately our goal. So what are we doing to push conversations forward and move the needle a little bit? But also
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's like Pedro said, it's flat in the world. Everyone has the means to put out content, both good and bad. Yeah, absolutely. Right. You just got to choose what you want to put out. Julio goes, I've made more genuine connections when I've stepped away for a little bit. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then It's not a red flag, but I take a step back when I see companies that don't have some sort of Twitter, LinkedIn content, or a company that hasn't posted anything for months. It makes me wonder about their marketing department. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that too, right? I mean, I think there is a little bit of...
Again, it still depends on what type of company they are.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I'm still gonna pick that window washer if they don't have a social media. But if 12 followers, you know, why would I?
Jake,
I think
the mountain air got you, Jake. Can you repeat that one more time?
Hey, that was me being censored probably the right way.
That was big window washing coming down.
Window washing association got real mad at you.
Facebook bought the window washing association.
Yeah. Ryan, it's good to see
big
you.
Big window washing trying to do that. So no, I mean, Kevin, I think that you make a valid point. Marketing is an important part of who your business is and everything else. And now that's a great point. I mean, I think, you know, for me, when I look at a company, it's, you know, what are they doing for conversation? You know, are they the type of company that just posts something and then doesn't do anything with it? Are they the type to respond back? What would Enron's Facebook or LinkedIn look like? That's wild. That's wild. They would definitely have some lavish parties, you know?
Yeah. And again, Aaron, right? Agreed. I don't need my insurance company having a free account. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Well, listen, we have reached.
There's a music. I feel like I'm getting walked off at the Oscars.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We're getting walked off.
When to walk off.
Boys, real it was quick, great.
Let them know every Wednesday, the same time. Yes. We're going to be throwing it on the Unicorn Finders feed on LinkedIn. You can subscribe to get that event pop up on your calendar every week. If you want to hear specific topics or guests, send that on over our way too. You can find that at theunicornfinders.com.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, Wednesdays, 9:30 Eastern. Every Wednesday from here on out for the rest of the year, we're going live. And then we're going to start loading up our guest calendar. We're going to bring some pretty cool people to y'all this year. So very, very excited. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Boys, it was a pleasure. Hey, Dan, last question for you. What's the weather in Tampa look like?
We got a cold front coming in, so it's muggy. It's warm and muggy right now. But tomorrow is a high of 60, boys, and a breakout of Patagonia again.
I love it. I love it. Well, boys, thank you again for hanging, and I look forward to doing this again next week.
Love you guys. Love you.